Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are headlining UFC 262, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. You bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we often have these chats off the air, between segments, before the show, after the show. And last week we had a bit of a conversation. I'm not even sure what led to it. We were talking about the 2019 and 2020 recruiting classes and what we thought of them at the time. And perhaps it's time to reassess them or at least take a look back and see how things turned out. First of all, back then, 2019, 2020, how did you respond to those classes?
Well, I thought in those classes were, especially 2020, 2020 and 2021, more, even more so than 2019. I just thought in both of those cases that they just didn't really deliver the impact that you wanted when it came to seeing Penn State graduate from a top 15 program to a program that can make a run at a top five. You know, and I think that's what everybody was looking at. Look at what they did in 2018. Look at how they recruited the types of players that they got at the top end of the 2019 class. And everybody's thinking, okay, 2020 is going to build on that. And 2020 did not build on that. And one of the characteristics of the 20 class was that there's probably about 6 to 8 project type kids in there who physically they fit the bill, but that need more work and more time to develop. My theory at that time was that the way Penn State's roster was set up is that they weren't necessarily looking for a lot of kids who were going to contribute in year one. They were more inclined to take on more of these projects and put some faith in themselves to develop these kids. Now, it's too early to tell on a bunch of them. All those kids in question, those 6 or 8 kids in question, they're still a year or two away. And we expected them to be a year or two away. But I think you can look at the early signs of the 20 class. You can look at what the 2019 class has done. And maybe the bottom end of that class, the guys that weren't the 5 stars or the high 4 stars. And look at what Penn State has been able to do there. And start to get a feel at this moment of whether it's been successful or not. Whether those classes have exceeded expectations or look like they can exceed expectations. And that's why we're doing this segment right here.
Well, let's start with the 2020 class. And I'm looking at it right now, the commits from the class. And I'm looking at the top half of it, which is where you would expect your more immediate impact players. And it looks like Penn State got their money's worth. Now, just to look back, Penn State's rank was 15th in the country. And that's with a large class of 27. So 15, I know, is not as Penn State would prefer a top 10 class. They probably should be a top 10 recruiting class. So for the fact of not necessarily being impressed with this nationally, you have a Curtis Jacobs, a Theo Johnson, a Keziah Holmes, a Keandre Lambert, a Parker Washington, a Kevon Lee. It looks like they've got their money's worth, at least at the top half of this recruiting class.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that completely. You know, I think those players are showing really, really good signs of being, you know, foundational type players. You know, and there are some, you know, it's still, I think, maybe a little bit early on some of them. But, a lot of successful guys at the top of that class already. And I think that's really encouraging, especially, you know, with Jacobs will be a starter at linebacker. Theo Johnson will be more or less a starter at tight end. I still think Keziah Holmes is the most talented running back in that room. I will stand by that until I'm absolutely proven otherwise. Parker Washington was a really, really good get at the time, but he's already exceeded expectations. And the same is true of Kevon Lee, where both of those guys have established what their floor is, you know, by playing so well as true freshmen last year. And oh, by the way, they're true freshmen again in 2021. At the top half of this class, really good, successful evaluation and early development that have their arrows pointed upward. And the guys who we haven't seen yet, I think there's good reason we haven't seen them yet. I don't know what to expect from Enzo Jennings. I don't really take it as troublesome, for example, that Jair Brown looks like he's the first in line for that starting role. Enzo Jennings arrived, you know, 6'1", 185, kind of skinny type kid. I think he needed some physical development in order to have him set up to play on a down-to-down basis at the next level. Cole Brevard is a defensive tackle. You don't ever expect those guys to make an impact right away. Same with Keziah Izzard. You know, Keandre Lambert-Smith, the Penn State staff showed that they are big believers in him by putting him out there in a relevant position a lot last year. So we'll see if he's able to build on that. Then the bottom half of the class, a lot of developmental players. You know, a lot of offensive linemen. You look at, like, Jimmy Crist, for example. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Crist. I think he is one of the most aggressive and physical linemen that Penn State has recruited since James Franklin's been there. But you know what? He's going to need 2 or 3 years, as most of these offensive linemen are going to need. So early signs are really, really encouraging for this class. I think if you are as successful as they've been at the top half of this class, then you have to call this class a success. And then we'll see how far they can go with some of these more developmental guys that they brought along.
And you mentioned, you know, the offensive lineman in the class of 2020. This is what magnifies when you miss a Nolan Rucci, a guy you expect to just step right in and play, as opposed to this 2020 class of offensive linemen that also – Nick Dawkins is another guy that they talk about a lot in a positive way. And you got to remember, too, these guys are still going to be listed as freshmen. So you tie in that mulligan year for their scholarship, it's all the more helpful that you have this type of player. So that's talking about 2020. Dustin, let's take a look at 2019. And again, as you would expect, some of the guys at the top of the list. Brandon Smith was a 5-star guy. We expect a lot from him. Caden Wallace, Adisa Isaac, Noah Kane. These are guys who were the 4-star guys at the top who are obviously going to be part of the top rotation. What about the rest of that class?
I think you've seen, there's a couple of themes that have emerged to me. I mean, number one, a disproportionate number of your higher end players have transferred out. John Dunmore, Lance Dixon have both transferred out. Michael Johnson Jr., another 4-star. TJ Jones, who showed some signs, I thought, early, but all those guys have transferred out already. But you look at the bottom of the class, Daquan Hardy, Marquise Wilson, Brenton Strange is in the bottom half of this class. Jaquan Brisker, Joey Porter Jr., Keaton Ellis, Hakeem Beam. Like, these guys are all in the, it was a 23-man class. They're all in the bottom 11 or 12 players when it comes to the 24/7 sports composite. So they've really connected at a high rate on those players. And now, you know, I think it's kind of the jury still being out on a few guys in the top half of the class. Devin Ford, what are you going to get out of him? How much more are you going to get out of Devin Ford? He's not a lost cause. He's a very, very talented kid. It just hasn't happened for him yet. We had a similar conversation about Miles Sanders in his first couple of years on campus too. Caden Wallace, outstanding. I think he's only going to get better and better. Adisa Isaac, this is his year. You know, he's a third-year sophomore now. It's his show. He's the guy. He's the freak. He's the starter defensive end. This year will go a long way for him. Tyler Rudolph, Taquan Roberson, Devon Ellis, Sal Wormley. These are all guys who are starting to get themselves in position to either make it happen or not make it happen. So I think this class, just by what you were able to do with some of those guys that weren't as highly touted as your high four and five stars, they've done a really good job with them. And now we'll see, you know, if some of these higher end guys make good on their potential too. But I think for the most part, you know, 2019, I consider that a success. 2020, I think it's early yet, but that looks like a successful class. And I think maybe we can say, like, you know, the Penn State coaching staff, maybe they know what they're doing. I think it's just a matter of those types of classes coming along when expectations were at their absolute highest. 2019, for that to be a 23-man class and for that to rank number 12 in the country, really, really good. They got some high-end guys, but I think maybe that fell a step short of where fans hoped it would be. And then 2020 for sure. That was a class where you're thinking they're going to build, and they're getting a bunch of guys that we've never heard of. So it's going to take some patience to see if those guys you've never heard of, your Norval Blacks, your Fatorma Mulbas, your Ibrahim Traores, you know, all these guys, it's going to take a little time to determine if Penn State staff knew more than you did. Spoiler alert, they did.
I find that a little bit hard to believe, Dustin, when we come out here every week, I think, and we demonstrate our expertise. So I find it a little difficult to swallow when you're going to question that expertise. But anyway, the other part to this, Dustin, is, and you bring up the good point of, there's actually 50 guys who were recruited, who were brought in. Yes, I know some of them have transferred out. But 50 guys who we said when they came into this class that we probably have to be patient, that some of these were projects, and it's just now that we should start to expect to see some of those projects. And even if they're not in 21, it might be in 2022 that we see them show up on the 2D.
And there's a bunch of players who fall under that category. Most of these offensive linemen, for sure. They're not in the conversation just yet, but you're seeing your Sal Wormleys and Nick Dawkins and guys maybe from that 19 class who are starting to get in position to do that. But I don't know if 2021 is going to be the year, because they've got so many guys who maybe have been in the program for a little bit longer who are in better position to do it. They're bringing in Eric Wilson from Harvard. I think it's going to be another year yet before you can really start to pass judgment on that 20 class.
Exactly. We've got to show a little bit of patience, which I know is difficult to do. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.